Do you stare out the window when you're on a train, listen to music, read the newspaper or your own book? Well, now if you're in Melbourne, you can also read haikus and ponder art. With Connex, the Committee for Melbourne has put up poetry for your travelling pleasure inside the carriages. That's 40 trains in all. The book shows Sarah Lestrange jumped on board the Glen Waverley line with some of the poets whose work is on these moving galleries.
I'm on this train, I'm on this train, I'm on this downtown underground subway train.
Art's on one side of the carriage and then the haikus are on the other side of the carriage, so you can kind of look out the window, look at a bit of art to your right, and to your left you can take in some haikus.
Hi, I'm Jessie Doring. I work for the Committee for Melbourne's project Moving Galleries as project manager. We're down on platform 3, just got on a train and heading out to Glen Waverley. We're here to look at the ruku. Ruku's a form of poetry similar to haiku, which had a Japanese beginning, but ruku's the Australian version.
My name is Emily Zoe Baker.
When I first got on the train.
Haiku is meant to be 17 syllables or less in a three-line format. Usually a reference to nature or the season. I think the most succinct way of saying it is without judgment.
Emily, your work's in the moving galleries on the trains in Melbourne. What haiku of yours is on this train?
Bonfire at a party. People wave away the smoke, holding cigarettes.
You're going beyond the nature observation to look at contemporary cultural and social life, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, a lot of people are doing that. I think that's why they've named it Rukus. It does make me feel like I should be writing poetry about kangaroos, but I do really like it, so it can be kind of, you can have a bit more of a modern take on it. I mean, it's not traditional at all.
What's the idea behind Moving Galleries?
Melbourne, being an art city, really should have something arty on its public transport to reflect, like, the London Underground poetry. And there was a vacancy there we needed to fill. And it gives a really good collective experience for Melbourne people.
What's your name?
Paul.
Paul, I'm asking people about the poetry and artwork that are on the trains.
Yep.
Do you catch the trains very often?
Yep, every day.
Have you noticed the artwork and poetry?
Yeah, I have. I've actually recently moved down from Sydney, and it was one of the first things I noticed about the rail network and being on a train is the artwork. And it's something that I really love about Melbourne. And that's one of the reasons why I moved here, is to be amongst more artistic community. And I think it's a really nice touch to have it on the trains. And there's a few quotes, actually, which I remember and I think of it when I get on the train. And one of them is actually about a newspaper, and it quotes that this newspaper belongs to four strangers. And I quite often think that when I see the newspapers left on the train.
Because at the end of every day, the trains are strewn with newspapers that people pick up and read on their trip home.
Exactly. And I've also thought about the people who write them as well. Who are they? Where do they come from? And how did they become part of the opportunity to actually write these words?
My name is Rob Scott, haiku poet. When Moving Galleries was kicking off, I had just arrived from a long stint overseas, so it was a bit of a happy coincidence for me to come home and pay tribute to the place that I was longing for such a long time. I took to it like a duck to water.
Would you like to read out your poem that's displayed in the carriage?
Luna Park. Children catching raindrops with their mouths.
I believe you also have a haiku about trains.
Got a few about trains. Last stop. All the trains of thought shuffle out.
Let's have a train reading of train poetry.
Monday morning, a yawn sets off the whole carriage. This is not necessarily about trains, but it's about travelling to work. Gridlock. Low clouds. Bumper to bumper.
My name's Rosemary.
What do you like about the poetry?
Oh, it's something to read on the train when you're, you know, just sitting here, and sometimes there's some quite good stuff. Sort of sums up feelings and so forth. Yeah, I quite like haikus because they are very precise and not too many words.
Adjusting the tempo of a song in my head. Train slows. Monday commute. Dawn's colourless approach. Train rocks pressed into this stranger's warmth.
Rob, what draws you to haiku in particular over other forms of poetry?
I lived in Japan for a couple of years, and while I was living there, I joined a traditional haiku circle, which is a group of people who meet every 6 to 8 weeks for the sole purpose of sitting down and writing haiku. This particular group were all Japanese, but they were writing haiku in English, which was good for me because I can't speak Japanese. I learned a great deal in that group. I'm still a member of it 10 years down the track. I've really just taken it from there.
Is there something in particular about trains that inspires you?
I spend a lot of time on trains. That's how I get to and from work, and have done pretty much wherever I've lived, both here and overseas. So I guess, you know, you write about things, not consciously most of the time, but I guess because I spend a lot of time on trains, that's what tends to come up. In fact, I catch the train every day, packed trains, and I'm surprised that, you know, so few of them are just staring blankly into space. And once I actually stood in front of, not mine, but somebody else's, and just started chuckling to myself just to draw attention to it.
And what happened?
Well, then everyone just started looking at me.
In the empty strip club, she unhooks her bra anyway. And the ad coup, future ghetto, one word, Delphin. What I like about it most, I think, is normally the area where the art and poetry is filled with advertising. And it's weird, when you look at the art in particular, you sort of expect it to sell you something because we're so used to that. And on further examination, you realise, oh, no, it's not trying to sell me something, it's trying to give me something, perhaps, you know, inspiration, ideas. And I find that quite cool.
So you associate public transport with advertising?
I associate everything with advertising. I feel in the city that everywhere I look, I'm pretty much being advertised at. You turn your head in the city and there's an ad. You turn your head in my neighbourhood and there's an ad. I live across the road from an ad. It's constantly at me all the time. So to have something that's actually kind of nourishing, like art and poetry, for me is nourishing, you know, I think that's a wonderful thing.
You're right next to the poetry. What do you think?
I don't know. I don't really understand it, to be honest.
Is it a bit too abstract?
Yeah, probably for me. Like, I'm not really a poetry sort of person.
But you probably like music with good lyrics.
Yeah. That's also good, yeah.
What's your name? Would you prefer to see poetry rather than advertising?
Well, I prefer advertising, but poetry's good for a change.
Why do you prefer advertising?
Oh, so you can sort of understand what's being said. But it's good for a change.
Would you prefer to see poetry over advertising or advertising over poetry?
Well, both, I guess. Because I'm a photographer, advertising pays my wage to a certain extent, so I like to look at both. But I would probably say, in a forum like being on a train, in particular on a long journey, I'd probably go the poetry and the artwork over the advertising.
Passenger on the Glen Waverley line there, speaking to the book show, Sarah Lestrange. And Sarah also spoke to Jessie Doring, the project manager for Moving Galleries, and featured poets Emily Zoe Baker and Rob Scott. A new selection of poems and artwork will be up on the trains in the next few weeks, so remember to look out for them instead of staring out the window. On ABC Radio National, this is The Book Show. I'm Ramona Koval.
You've been listening to another ABC Radio National podcast. ABC Radio National, on air and online, with many of our programs available as podcasts or MP3 downloads. All the details at abc.net.au/rn/podcast.